ever gone into service and where it is today.
Wow. Incredible.
So, I mean, how geeky is that?
Very. I'm glad you're coming over to the dark side.
Well put. And in actual fact, all you darksiders are getting together, aren't you?
Well, we are, minus one, because I'm not there, but I wish I was. I think you're talking about CES, which is the Consumer Electronics Show that's just literally finishing. It's an annual event. It's held in Las Vegas every January, the first week of every January, and has been going forever, literally from the 1960s onwards.
Many people get there?
This year there seems to be about 130,000 people.
130,000?
It is the largest electronic geek show, annual geek show ever.
I take it you have been there?
I have in the past. I haven't made this year, but I'm fully intending to go back next year.
Do you have friends who are over there checking out these things for you, Morris?
I do. And there's some terrific stuff coming out. Now, the reason that this show is so interesting, apart from the fact that it's lots of tech, is that it usually heralds what's ahead for us. So it was at this geek show that we first saw the cassette, for instance, in the 1960s. We saw Nintendo released in the 70s, so it usually has something in it that's going to be big somewhere down the track.
So what's big, so your spies are telling you?
There are a number of major trends this year. One of them is continuing on from last year, and that's 3D. I mean, I'm kind of over 3D, but...
Well, it's been there forever. I can remember 3D comics when I was a kid, and they came with the red and green spectacles, and Superman was supposed to jump out at you from the page.
But he never quite did.
No, he didn't, no.
And the first movies, as we know, was in 1940-something or other as well. But 3D's definitely making a push, and it's had a couple of years now at CES, and this year they're talking a lot about DIY, do-it-yourself 3D.
Do-it-yourself 3D, it's what the world's been asking for.
Well, absolutely, but if they're right, again, there are a whole slew of camcorders, cameras, things that you and I would naturally buy off the shelf, which now come with the option to create our own 3D images. And they're supposedly the big trend for the next year or two. As I said, I'm still a bit reticent about it. I don't think there's enough content, I don't think there's enough use for us yet to have this stuff.
But unless people start going back to those slide nights and instead have 3D nights.
And we may well see that. I mean, Mitsubishi, again at CES this year, has just brought out a 92-inch television, 3D television, which is due for release in the States halfway through this year, which will only cost about $6,000. I mean, it's $6,000 still money, but for a 92-inch television set that has everything in it.
Yeah, mind you, you'd need a pretty big house to fit it in anyway.
Well, you would. You would, absolutely. But it just shows where we're headed with these screens and this kind of thing. When we're talking about television, too, the other big advent this year is what they're calling smart TVs. Now, you and I have chatted about this before, where a TV becomes more than just a screen we watch commercial television on. It almost becomes our computer screen. And with this, we talked about apps just a few moments ago, with this there'll be a whole lot of apps on it, so we can not only watch our TVs, our videos, download live streaming, watch YouTube, but also have apps on it that allow us to do things like get the weather, look at recipes, you know, connect with people around the world, and all of them is a little app that comes onto our TV.
And for those who are wondering what apps are, that's short for applications. And you know how I think it through? I think it through as being just a little cupboard which you can actually buy, and you can open that cupboard when you open it.
Absolutely. What a great way to think of it.
Well, that's the only way I can do it, to put it into some solid kind of idea, and I can get my head around it.
Yeah, and it's very good to do that, because apps really are the word that we'll be using a lot. You know, websites and things are things we've talked about over the last decade or so. They're going to the word website, I think, will disappear over the next year or two, and they'll be replaced by apps. Most of the things that we're looking at now have an app related to it. And while we're talking about that, the Apple, the good old Apple, they've just released an app store for computers. The Android, which is a form of telephone that we can use, put out by Google, has just released an app store. So there's a whole lot of app stores coming on to the market in the next couple of months.
Is this connected to the smartphone, or is that something different?
Some of them are for the smartphone, some of them for the screen.
And a smartphone is a phone that can do everything but scratch your back for you?
Pretty much everything except for make a phone call.
That's better than than mine. far better. So what can I do? What's the point of having it then?
No, they do make calls. I find one of the weakest features of the whole thing, because they really are. I call them an MC because they're a mobile computer.
Uh-huh.
They really do everything, and we'll be able to see that they do more and more for us over the time. And it's up to us, as always, to decide whether we want the technology or not, because we can choose not to, always.
We certainly can. And at the Consumer Electronics Show in Las Vegas, Viva Las Vegas, what else turned up to impress your mob?
Now, PC tablets was the next big trend there, and we've seen, of course, the iPad.
Yeah.
But the number they're throwing around at the show is that between now and halfway through this year, there will be 80 different tablets released onto the market.
Good Lord.
80.
Oh, it becomes that situation, Morris Misalowski, where choice comes into it and choice comes with confusion.
Oh, and I think confusion will reign here. But what's really interesting for me is that literally a year ago, most people had never experienced a tablet. We're talking about a PC tablet, like the iPad, had never experienced one or used one before. And within 18 months of that, we're going to have 80 of them, and they're a mainstream product already.
What are we going to be talking about in 18 months' time? Imagine what's... you do, because you're across all this kind of stuff.
Well, absolutely. So, you know, we're going to be talking about more and more of these, because what's happening now is a lot of the stuff that we've been working on for the last few years are becoming mainstream now. And these apps, the tablets, the 3Ds, the smartphones are really part of this ongoing evolution. And it's the move away from having a computer on our desk, which did everything that we might have wanted it to having a computer in our pocket or our handbag. And allowing that to be a part of our lives, not take it over, because we're never about taking over our lives, but just adding to it where and when we need it to.
I'm talking to Morris Misalowski, our futurist here on 882-6PR. You mentioned that you think the days of the web are numbered. What other things that we accept as part and parcel of our everyday lives can you see fading into obscurity?
Well, we're certainly talking about the web. I mean, emails, we've talked about before, I think will also disappear in a very short space of time. They'll be replaced by what we're now calling social media. But if you talk to people under 20 and ask them how often they email, they'll tell you very rarely, unless it's business or educational. In other words, unless someone says email me, they just don't use that space.
Gee, I'm just getting my head around it.
Yeah, as are most of us. So we'll find that emails will disappear over the next little while. The websites will disappear. An interesting thing also is that statistically kids are jumping off Facebook too.
I find that interesting, because, you know, I still refuse to go on it.
Yes, well, I'm hoping by the end of this summer series I'll have got you on, but we'll see. It's one challenge at a time.
Why should I? If younger and smarter people than me are getting off it, why should I get on it, Morris?
I don't think they're smarter.
Oh, okay.
I just think that they're younger. The reason they're getting off it is because you and I are getting onto it.
I see. Bit of reverse snobbery here.
Well, it pretty much is. You know, they've been there, they've done that. Now that their parents are on it, why would they want to be there?
Of course, yeah. So that's the way it should be.
And it makes perfect sense for anybody that age, regardless of what technology we're talking about.
Yeah, it certainly does.
Yeah. So back to CS for just a couple of minutes. There are some other interesting bits and pieces. One of them, which is I've seen for a while, but apparently now we're told is going to become mainstream, is connected appliances, where our fridges, our toasters, our coffee makers begin to talk to us, almost literally. The LG, that manufacturer that is available in Australia, has a fridge that knows what's in it, so you check in all of your purchases, you know, you put your frozen chicken in and your yogurt and your milk and whatever else into it, and you also put in the expiry date for that, or the use-by date for the milk and whatever, and put it on the shelf, and it knows how often it's been taken in and out of the fridge. Importantly, it knows the use-by date, and it gives you a countdown, so it says the milk's going to be off in 2 days, the chicken's going to be no good in 3, and it gets worse than that, let me tell you. It can then send it to your mobile phone, and it can give you advice. So when you're in the supermarket, it'll tell you that the milk's about to run out, or you've only got 3/4 of it or whatever. So you begin to get that loop, which is something we've been working on for quite a while, that loop from the home out wherever you are, so you can connect yourself to these appliances.
Do you know, sometimes talking with you, Morris, I feel as if someone's smacking me around the head with a dead mullet, you know.
Oh, I hope not.
No, because if I sit here in absolute gobsmackedness in what's happening on this planet of ours.
Yeah.
Look, but it's great stuff, isn't it?
It seems a bit far-fetched, but when you think about it this way, look, I'm often in the supermarket, and I do question whether I need milk or not, whether I need bread or not.
Yeah.
So all I'm really doing is going back into my fridge at home and seeing that the milk's almost off, or I've only got a bit of it, so I know if I need to buy it or not.
Morris, can I tell you something?
Yes.
I have been known quite regularly to open the fridge and go, oh, I'm running out of milk.
Oh, that's so old-fashioned.
That is going... That is so old-fashioned. Now, Morris, if people want to get to you, talk to you, find out more about you, because I know you do conferences and stuff like that, you travel all around the world, give yourself a good plug, Morris.
Well, it's businessfuturist.com is where you'll find me hanging out online.
Businessfuturist.com.
Businessfuturist.com.
Take care. Looking forward to speaking to you next week.
As am I. Have a great week.